important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice. Yes, I will continue to rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and the help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in this body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet what shall I choose? I do not know. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart or die and be with Christ, which is far better. But if it be more necessary for you that I remain in the body, convinced of this, I know that I will remain, and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that through my being with you again, your joy in Christ Jesus will overflow on account of me. Death is not a subject that we like to deal with very often. It is not thought of in terms of the song that we just sang, Rejoice. And yet, that's the way that God looks at it. And I want us to notice that as we begin our lesson tonight. We're going to go back to the Old Testament, to Psalms chapter 116, and we're going to look at verse 15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. The word precious in the Greek language is yakwar, and it means literally of great value. It's not a word that we would choose, precious, to describe death, but that's the word that God uses. It is of great value to God. It is a time when those that are his are now going to be with him throughout all eternity. Precious in the sight of the Lord are the death of his saints. John writes similar words in the book of Revelation, chapter 14, beginning verse 13. I heard a voice from heaven saying, Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labor, and their deeds will follow them. Blessed, Greek word makarios, and it literally means how very happy. It's used in the Beatitudes, blessed are the poor in spirit, and so on. It does not mean a feeling. It's not that kind of happiness. It's a state of being. It is a person who is indeed blessed because they belong to the Lord. Blessed are the dead that die in the Lord. Why? Because they will rest from their labors. Their deeds will follow them. I have used the example many times through the years. My grandfather is one of the ones that was chiefly responsible for me becoming a preacher. When I was a very young child, he sat me on his knee and he always called me his little preacher boy. And he drilled that into me that as I grew up, that's what I wanted to be. I wanted to be his little preacher boy. And when I was 14 years old, living in Denver, Colorado, my grandfather lived in Amarillo, Texas. And because of an accident that he and my grandmother had had a couple of years beforehand, he had embedded in his head hundreds of pieces of glass. They were hit head-on by a Greyhound bus on a bridge. And he started having convulsions, and they started removing pieces of glass that were coming to the surface. And they did this repeatedly. I don't know how many pieces of glass, but he started having these convulsions, and we got the word, and immediately we left Denver and made our way to Amarillo, and I was able to go in and sit with him. I was his only grandson, and they wanted me to go in and be with him, and so I did, and I went in, held his hand. He didn't know anybody was there. And I witnessed about 20, 23 of these convulsions. And then shortly before he died, for some reason, he opened up his eyes and he looked at me and he said, "My preacher boy, I'll see you in heaven someday." That I will never, ever forget. And I look forward to seeing my grandfather in heaven someday. I don't think there was a greater man than he was. He was an elder in the church. He was a very, very hard worker. He was a great family man. A wonderful Christian. Blessed are the dead that die in the Lord. Back up just a couple of chapters to chapter 1 of Revelation. We can understand now why Jesus said, "I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades." Hades, some of the translations translates that hell. It's not the hell that we think of. That is the Greek word Gehenna, which literally was the garbage dump. The fires always burned in Gehenna, outskirts of the cities. That's not what this is. This is Hades. It's the place of the dead. Jesus holds the key to death and to Hades. Why? Because he was raised from the dead. He was raised from the dead. Death could not conquer Jesus. And if he holds the keys to the death, and we are in him, those keys are used for us as well. Death does not gain a victory over us. We gain a victory over death when we die. Back in the Old Testament, we're going back to Isaiah chapter 57. This perhaps explains it a little better. Beginning in verse 1, "The righteous perish, and no one ponders it in his heart. Devout men are taken away, and no one understands that the righteous are taken away to be spared from evil. Those who walk uprightly enter into peace. They find rest as they lie in death." It's hard for us to understand that. It's hard for me to understand that. How death can be for a righteous person, it seems such a tragedy. But it's really not. Because now then that person is spared from evil. We think about a young child that dies. What a tragedy it is. But that child will never have to face evil. He came from God. He was with God when he was born. And immediately he goes back to God. He doesn't have the opportunity to sin. He doesn't have the opportunity of choosing right or wrong. He's with God. They are spared from evil. Back to the Old New Testament, we go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Love this passage. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning in verse 6. "Therefore we are all confident, and I know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. We live by faith, not sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and be at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please Him. Whether we're at home in the body or away from it, we must all appear before the judgment seat of God, that each one would receive what is due for those things done while in the body, whether good or bad. Paul made that statement. It'd be far better for me to die and to be with Jesus. I would not want to leave this life. Almost did 11 years ago. I was told that I would not live. But I did. It may have been better to not have and to be with Jesus. But there was something that he wanted me to do. That's what Paul said. There's work for me to do here. And so I'm content. I'm happy to be here. But I want you to know that if I had to choose, I'd rather be at home with the Lord. I'd rather be with Jesus. If we could just look at death that way, it's a great thing to live this life. Wonderful friends, great experiences, wonderful things happen to us. Oh yes, some junk happens to us as well. Some trash happens to us. Some bad stuff happens to us. But it says those things are not worthy to be compared. We'll notice that here in just a moment. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worthy to be compared with the glory that will be revealed to us. No matter how bad the sufferings are, they're not to be compared to the glory that will be ours. That's why Paul could say, I long to depart this life and be with Jesus. Back over to 2 Corinthians. This time we'll go to chapter 4 instead of 5. Beginning in verse 16. Therefore we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not upon what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. We could get that concept somehow. This life is temporary. That life is eternal. Do we want everything to be right in this life? Certainly not at the expense of that life. So it behooves each one of us to make sure that we are preparing for that life. Now that is done in this life. We can't just forget about this life because that's where we prepare for that life. It's in this life that we choose to follow Jesus. It's in this life that we make choices as to where we're going to go and what we're going to do. What we're going to say, even what we're going to think. And what we choose in this life will determine on what happens to us in that life. Back to Philippians chapter 1. Let's look at it just again for just a second. Beginning in verse 21. Well, let's back up to verse 20. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no ways be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For me to live is Christ, and to die is great gain. If I am to go on living in this body, This will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet what shall I choose? I do not know. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. Didn't say it was better. Said it's better by far. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain, and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that through my being with you again, your joy in Christ Jesus will overflow on account of me. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is better by far. For me to live is Christ, and to die is great gain. Let's bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, your word tells us that if we have hope in this life only, we are of all men most pitiable. We're so grateful that our hope is not in this life, but in the life that is to come. Help us, Father, to live this life so that we will be able to live that life with you forever and ever and ever. We're grateful that Jesus died and conquered death so that we can have the victory over death as well. In his precious name we pray. Amen. If there's anybody here tonight that would need the prayers of the congregation, that's one of the reasons we're here, to pray with you and for you on your behalf. Or if there's someone here that would like to be baptized into Christ, what a beautiful day it would be for that to happen. Prepare for the life that is to come while together we stand and while we sing.